This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Friday. It's a meat Friday, in case you're wondering. Barbecue, pulled chicken sandwiches, smoked mac and cheese, and corn dogs. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
The senior major held in Europe. It's the only one being held there, and you can watch it unfold. They're playing in Wales, the Senior Open Championship. That'll be this weekend on NBC Golf Channel and Peacock. We say good morning to Peacock, our streaming partner, radio affiliates around the country, numbering nearly 400 cities, and those chatting on Chat Roast. Ad of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. We just spoke with Dalvin Cook. He's on his way to see the Jets coming up on Sunday. I checked with DraftKings to see what the betting odds are, where Dalvin Cook will be next season. The Jets are a slight favorite over the Patriots. I did ask Dalvin Cook when he was going to see the Patriots. He didn't know. Dolphins are also in there, and then long shots of the Raiders and the Broncos. Poll question for the final hour, then we'll get to Tom Verducci, who broke the story that Shohei Ohtani no longer on the trade block.
We just put up there, if you could sign one athlete for the next 10 years, Shohei Ohtani or Joe Burrow. Right now, 66% of the audience want Shohei. That's fun.
Okay.
We also have, if Todd wore cowboy boots and a cowboy hat to sing with Darius Rucker, it would be awesome or embarrassing. This one is a real nail biter. 51% say it would be awesome. There's got to be some kind of margin for error there, too, of people who are voting awesome because they think it'll be embarrassing.
Yes. Yes. But I, once again, I am not involved in this. I want Todd to do the best that he can do. However, he's going to feel comfortable singing in front of 18,000 fans, singing two Hall & Oates songs next Friday night with Darius.
Truth Serum poll, 86% embarrassing.
Let's bring in Tom Verducci, baseball insider, MLB Network, Sports Illustrated senior writer, trade deadline underway until Tuesday. Tom joining us on the program. You reported that Shohei Ohtani no longer on the trading block. Was he really on the trade block?
Theoretically, yes, which means they weren't shopping Ohtani. But if you're a general manager in this game, you're getting close to the deadline. At the time, the Angels were a little bit under 500. You'd be derelict in your duties not to pick up the phone and at least make the call. So, yes, calls were made. They asked about Ohtani. Some names were thrown around. They were all minor league prospects, really no traction, no momentum. But yes, there was some discussion about Ohtani, but really nothing to speak of in terms of anything getting any traction.
What kind of risk is Artie Moreno and the Angels running here?
I actually think his bigger risk, Dan, was trading Ohtani and really turning off his fan base. Remember, he had more than $3 billion on the table of the offseason to sell the Angels, and he had seller's remorse. Why? Because it sounds corny, but He loves baseball. He loves sitting in the owner's box and watching games in spring training, the regular season, and he wanted to make another run for it. He's always been in love with star players. You could fault him for not developing farm systems and depth on the roster, but he loves star players. And he had a team that was, in this case, they won 6-7, over 500. At the time, four games out of the wild card. They're in the race. And for him to pull the plug on the season was a bigger risk. So the idea that the Angels would get, quote unquote, nothing for Ohtani if he leaves as a free agent, that's ridiculous. They have the best player in baseball, the most attractive player in terms of fan interest. And he's having what could be a historic season, and you still have a shot at the postseason. You can't give that up, and that's not nothing.
Yeah, but I just wonder, there's other teams that are going to have far more money than the Angels and Artie Moreno do. And then you do run the risk of not getting anything from him in the offseason. The likelihood of finding somebody who's going to bid more than Artie Moreno is what, in your opinion?
Yeah, it's likely. I don't think the Angels are going to be the high bidder. But I'll tell you this, if they traded him, they have zero shot of keeping him. Their only way of keeping him is he sees this team has turned a corner. They're actually competitive. Maybe they actually get into the postseason. The pickup of Lucas Giolito puts the Angels over the luxury tax limit for only the second time that Moreno has owned the team. So they're signaling here that we've got a pretty good team. We're making a run for it. We're all in. That's all good. Ohtani wants to win. You have the power of incumbency. And the minute you trade him, you lose that. Now, in an auction atmosphere, do I think the Angels will bid more than the Dodgers? No. I think the Dodgers are going to offer Ohtani everything that he wants, which is the most money, Southern California, great weather to do his two-way thing, which is super important for a guy who's very, very routine-oriented, like a lot of great players, but especially so for Shohei. And he doesn't want to be like that lead star guy that, you know, listen, he does everything on his own with the Angels, Dan. You know, he's on his own program because there's nobody like him. There's no script to follow. Media obligations, he does only what he wants to do. And he's in a very comfortable spot. So I think the Angels have a shot at keeping him, but I do not expect they'll be the high bidder. No.
I wonder if the Shohei Ohtani effect will be felt maybe 15 years down the road, where we look back and say, look at all of these two-way players that is he going to hatch like this subculture of guys who want to do exactly what he's doing at this level?
He will hatch the idea that teams now will consider it.
Okay.
But you will not see another Ohtani. He is so good at doing both disciplines, the hitting and the pitching. He really is the unicorn. So there will not be certainly a flood of Ohtanis. There'll never be another Ohtani. You may have some guys who are talented enough that when they're in the minor league season, teams will keep their options open on whether the guy is a pitcher or a hitter. And if he's talented enough, maybe they do it at the big league level. But I'll go back when he was in high school, Dan. The Dodgers, everybody thought he was going to sign with the Dodgers in high school. And actually, it was the manager of the Fighters over in Japan who said, listen, if you sign with the U.S. team, they will pigeonhole you as a pitcher or a hitter. If you sign with us, you can take a path nobody else has taken before, and that's to be a two-way player. I mean, think about that. That changed history.
Wait, was that true, though, that the Dodgers were going to say, we want you as either a pitcher or hitter?
No, I think the message was, it's the way the major leagues operate. They're really not open to the idea of doing both. I think to sign Ohtani at a high school, you say, hey, whatever you want, dude, we're going to give it to you.
Any other Nolan Arenado to the Dodgers, that front burner, back burner?
That's got something to it, Dan. There's some legs here. It's a great fit because the Cardinals have Nolan Gorman, whose best position is third base. He can slide over there. He's not Arenado, but young player who had a breakout year this year, much more suited for third base. Arenado, as you know, from Southern California, would love to play for the Dodgers. He's got a no trade. It's not a problem for him to drop that. It's a 4-year contract with just $92 million left on that. So there's still plenty of room to get Shohei Ohtani as a free agent. Third base has been a problem for them defensively this year. Max Muncy has been a problem at third base. I think this makes a lot of sense. The Dodgers are just absolutely rich with guys, pitchers who have swing and miss stuff. That's exactly what the Cardinals need. Now, this could get even bigger. You're talking about maybe the Dodgers wanting Jordan Montgomery or Jack Flaherty, Flaherty being another L.A. guy coming home. You could have Chris Taylor or Max Muncy going to St. Louis as part of this deal. it could be along the lines of that Scherzer Trey Turner deal the Dodgers made a couple of years ago, where it turns out to be a true blockbuster.
I know you're busy over the next couple of days. Always great to catch up with you, Tom. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, always fun, Dan. Thank you.
Tom Verducci, MLB insider, also works for Sports Illustrated as a senior writer. A couple of phone calls in here. Yeah, I think it's interesting with Shohei Ohtani. You don't want to trade him and turn off your fan base right now. But if you don't trade him, and then you go to the offseason, and then you lose him, you're really going to turn off your fan base. I think a cameo in the playoffs is nice, but I think a bigger picture here of, are we going to have him for the next 10 years? We're not. And then that's when it comes crashing down. But if they think that there's a chance, any inkling that they can keep him, but you're not going to outbid everybody. And then it comes down to, have you created an environment where Shohei Ohtani goes, I know I could make more money elsewhere. I'm comfortable here. That is, and by what you're doing now, because they went out and they got some pitching, that they want to let him know, hey, we want to build around you. And we still have Mike Trout, if that's enough to keep him. A couple more phone calls in here. Bob in Montana. Hi, Bob. Welcome back. What do you have for me?
Hey, DP. Hey, so based on my experience about 20 years ago when I helped to open a concert, I had some friendly tips here for Fritzy. Mm. So I attended an Elvis tribute artist concert, no surprise there, and I was one of eight people who got up there, and we got to sing our favorite Elvis song. Whoever the winner was won a free night at the casino where the thing was going on. So based on my experience, I have three quick things. Rehearse, but not so much that you're just focused on the lyrics. Because especially if you're singing Hall & Oates, you already know those like the back of your hand and they're going to come naturally for you. Second, when I did mine, I wore my Elvis sunglasses. And with all the lights on, you're not going to be able to see past the first two or three rows anyway. So it's going to seem like you're singing for 100 people, not 18,000. Mm-hmm. And last but not least, the vast majority of the people there are coming for Darius. So no offense, Fritzy, but a lot of them won't really be paying attention to the opening act. But
okay. All right. Thank you, Bob. That's Bob with some advice there.
Which is actually more of a relaxing thought than a sobering thought for me. The you don't want too many eyes on you or thinking about who's paying attention. If they're going to the bathroom or they're whatever, getting some T-shirts or whatever, souvenirs, that's fine too.
Tim in California. Hi, Tim. What's on your mind?
Good morning, DP and the Danettes. How's everybody?
Great, Tim.
Good, good. Okay, so I have the perfect outfit for Fritzy to do the concert. Mm. A pair of Depends.
Okay, all right. Don't know.
And also here's my, because he's going to crap himself when he gets up there, but here's my impression of Fritzy doing the Hall & Oates.
Okay.
Because your kiss is on
there we
my
go. not nice. Not helpful.
Hey, that's mean, Tim. That's
it quite possibly could sound like that.
That was mean. But there is that possibility that you could stumble upon that kiss.
Crapping your pants and slurring your words.
Yeah, I don't know if Tim is rooting for you.
He sounds concerned about how it's going to work out for me.
I don't think he's rooting for you. Kirk D. Cousins going to join us coming up. By the way, make every Sunday Slider Sunday, thanks to Kings Hawaiian, kingshawaiian.com. A little recipe inspiration there. And we have the Kings Hawaiian buns out today with the pulled chicken barbecue, the mac and cheese, and the corn dogs. Smoked mac and cheese, of course. Paul in Iowa. Paul, thanks for holding. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Well, first, what about instead of a cowboy hat and boots, Fritzy wears a Canadian tuxedo like his favorite immunized quarterback?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Could do that. A little denim wash jean jacket.
Top to bottom.
Okay.
And that plays into my question here. I called in about something else, but there's been too much Jets talk for me today as a Packer fan. So I have a pie to the face to offer. I'm calling it the jealous ex-girlfriend bet.
Ooh.
It's a parlay, two-legger.
Okay.
Yeah, two-legger
okay.
here.
Right.
If anybody's interested, we're taking Aaron Rodgers under 39.50 and a half passing yards, and Packers over 7.5 wins. Do I have any takers?
All right, I'll let this sink in on the other side. So Aaron Rodgers doesn't throw for 4,000 yards, and we got the Packers winning more than 7 games. Is that right, Paul?
Yeah, that's what he's got.
That's correct.
Okay. Does anybody want a piece of that parlay? Paulie is mulling it over here.
Packers were 8-9 last year.
Yeah.
The division is better?
Question mark?
Question mark? What, more questions? I don't know.
Well, we got Kirk Cousins coming up.
Oh.
Paul, I don't know if we have any takers there. Doesn't look like that.
Well, that means I'm placing it on. That means I'm placing it on the casino.
Good luck with that, Paul. I don't expect the Packers to be bad or subpar. I mean, I'm assuming Jordan Love is going to be able to be a good quarterback, quality quarterback. But you know, the fact that they're saying you got a half a year before we find out how good you are. Are they being fair to Jordan Love? It's one thing to look good in practice. Hell, I looked good in practice. But what's the other option there with Jordan Love? Basically, if we don't see anything this year, we're going to move on. Yes, Todd?
9-7-1, all goes well, 10-7. Where are you picturing the Packers?
I'm not. They may win 8 games. They may go 8-9, 9-8. I don't know. Yeah, Paul.
The Packers' backup quarterback to Jordan Love is Sean Clifford. Remember him at Penn State. 8 years? He's 6 months younger than Jordan Love. He's 25 years old, and he's a rookie quarterback.
All right. Speaking of quarterbacks, segue. We'll have Kirk D. Cousins, who will join us. Yes, Eden.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, I did a segue. Cousins will join us. It feels like America, I don't know if they've kind of rediscovered him or they... We've humanized him. That'll be the word I'll use.
Appreciate?
I don't know what it is. It feels like we knew who Patrick Mahomes was, and then you see him, and then you go, yeah, that's him. Maybe some colorful language there. But Kirk is like, man, that guy, he's got a minivan and got his kids, and he's just a normal guy who's playing quarterback. Yeah, see.
I kind of root for him a little more now.
Yeah.
I do. I kind of like, man, you know what? Let's see Kirk get some dubs.
It feels like he's doing more with less, where you go, man, that guy. But, this might be as good as he gets. Yes, Mark.
Sorry, Seton. It's kind of like New Balance sneakers. You thought it was for your dad, but you know what? I might try them on.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're cool again.
Yeah. All right. I could see that. Yeah, Seton.
I forgot what I was going to say, but it wasn't as good as that.
As the New Balance? Yeah. I did look
at the New Balance of quarterbacks? All right.
I looked at New Balance shoes the other day in New York City. Like, I went by a New Balance store, and I went in, and I go, all right.
They're kind of making a comeback. Remember a couple years ago they signed Kawhi?
We're like, yeah, but that didn't, you know, no. I didn't go, I got to have them now.
Right.
You know, got to have the Kawhi shoes. You know, they're really comfortable when you're sitting on the bench and not playing. That should be their marketing strategy. You want to feel good when you're just sitting down and not doing anything? The Kawhi Leonard New Balance shoes are for you.
Comfortable for a family walk or sitting on a bench for the Clippers.
Let's take a break. More phone calls coming up. Once again, it's cover songs today. Is mine coming up next, Marvin?
It sure is.
Okay. Anybody have a guess on what my cover song was today? Paul?
Is it someone covering a Led Zeppelin song?
No.
That's a good guess, though.
Seton O'Connor.
I'm not sure, but people are calling for the obvious compromise in what Todd should wear. The three-piece.
Oh.
Damn three-piece.
All right, let me take a break.
You can't hurry love is what you went with.
No.
You'll just have to wait.
No.
You'll just have to wait. Okay, that's the next line of that song.
I like it. Bloop, bloop.
That was excellent.
Yeah.
That was excellent.
I don't think anybody realized that this artist covered that artist. I think, Marvin, would you say that you
I know
were
what it is. I'm going to write it down.
Okay. You write it down.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take a break. And we'll come back. More phone calls. And Kirk D. Cousins right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. and you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Probably didn't expect Eleanor Rigby to be covered by Aretha Franklin. Yeah.
Nobody.
Nobody.
I know. Yes, Marv.
Yeah, when you came into the back when I was bringing in songs,
yeah,
you were like, oh, Aretha Franklin. And I was like, oh, okay, cool, respect. Because that's a cover song.
That's a cover, yeah.
And so you were like, oh, no, Eleanor Rigby. I was like, huh?
Yeah.
Say that one more time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Eleanor Rigby. Couple of Beatles songs today. There's so many great cover songs, though, that, you know, if you look at the top 30 or top 50, you're like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Marv.
2 and 3 on my list were also covers Beatles. Covers Beatles. Beatle covers.
Yeah.
Stevie Wonder, We Can Work It Out. And Earth, Wind & Fire has a song, Got to Get You Into My Life.
Okay.
Both Beatles covers. And I was like, man, these guys are pretty good.
But isn't Yesterday, is that the most covered song or number of artists who have covered that, the Beatles?
I see a couple sites that suggest that.
No, suggest.
Yesterday.
No confirmation.
More artists have covered the song Yesterday than any other song?
I've got a bunch that said, like, Love Me Tender by Elvis Presley.
Oh.
I Can't Get No Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones.
Mick Jagger just turned 80.
He looks the same.
But he looks 80.
Nice.
Fair. That looks the same, though.
I don't know. But if you look back, Jagger in the 60s, and he put makeup on, and, I mean, he got dolled up. And then you're hanging out with David Bowie, and, God, I wish I'd. That would have been interesting, that era of the Rolling Stones. When they're all messed up, and then they go to the south of France, they do Exile on Main Street.
That's wild.
I know. The fact that I think they had a problem trying to wake up somebody. Maybe it was Bill Wyman or somebody in the Stones. They're like, we need somebody to play on this song. Get somebody else. All right. We'll get to your phone calls coming. Oh, look at that. Kirk D. Cousins set to join us. The Minnesota Vikings quarterback and star of the Netflix series. He joins us on the program. What did you think when Netflix came to you and said, hey, we want to do this with you, Marcus Mariota, and Patrick Mahomes?
I had a lot of questions, Dan. the big one that made me feel comfortable is they said, you'll have the ability on the back end to approve the content. And I said, okay, because I've been burned a lot in the past when, you know, people have access and then you don't get to see what they do with it, and then they take it a direction you didn't think was happening. So the chance to see the content, approve it, was a big deal. And then the fact that NFL Films was the you know, the middleman, if you will, filming it and editing it, I just felt there was a lot of trust there, knowing that they would know how to handle it, how to do it. And then a big one was just their ability to do it in a way that was non-intrusive, so that people in our organization didn't feel like it was obnoxious or in their way or affecting our team as we went through the season. So it was done in a great way. Couldn't have been done better. And obviously when you have a positive season, win the division, have a lot of close wins, it made for a great story. So, you know, at first I was a little, like I said, I had a lot of questions, but a lot of those questions got answered quickly. And I thought, what the heck, let's do it.
What's the reaction been from the family?
Oh, it's been great. I think they've enjoyed, it's funny because we talk about how fans have been able to see a little bit more behind the scenes, but it doesn't stop there. It's really family too. I tell them a lot, you know, they're around a lot, but there's still so much that they don't see, don't know, aren't a part of. And I think even they watching it, you know, my brother, my parents, a sister, they all say, boy, we didn't realize it was like that or like this. So it's been a real positive thing. Got a lot of good feedback, and, you know, it was a privilege to be a part of it.
Yeah, you know, it humanized you, which is kind of strange. We look at you as a quarterback, not a person, and then this allows us to see the person behind the quarterback who is the quarterback.
Yeah, no doubt. I think that was part of the goal, was to allow people to see all that goes into it and the impact it can have when you win, the impact it can have when you lose, and how it affects you. And you know, fans get a great look in for 3 hours on Sunday, but to give them a look in the rest of the week, I think, is really cool. And, you know, Netflix had other sports shows that have done well, whether it was the Formula One, the tennis, the golf. And I think it was time for, you know, the NFL and football to get out there as well. And so this was a great way to be able to do it.
Mahomes' language, though, is a little shaky if you got the kids around watching this.
Well, he's an awesome guy, and really enjoyed getting around him the couple of times I've been around him, especially at the premiere that we had a few weeks ago. But as we left the theater, he put his arm around me and kind of joked. He said, yeah, I got to clean up the language. I laughed. I said, you're good, man. You know, I'm in an NFL locker room just like you are. And honestly, it you know, it may not be the best thing, but it probably is a more accurate reflection of what it's like in the NFL than if it was all PG. So, you know, he was the first to say it, and I'll probably wait a couple years to show it to my boys because of that, but you better believe they'll be seeing it at some point.
Have you ever said, you know, watch the language during a game if somebody's using any kind of language?
What a great question. I've never been asked that. No, I've never told anybody to mind their language. Well, that's not a bad idea, Dan. Maybe we could start doing that. I could be the, you know, people tell me I dress like a dad, I act like a dad. I could just carry that over to just, you know, telling everybody their potty mouth. But no, you know, and even it'll slip out of me too. You know, when you get frustrated, you better believe that there's some words that come out that I regret. So it's a part of, you know, part of the grind of football. And, you know, certainly you try not to make it a habit.
What did you think when Aaron Rodgers left the division?
Well, the neighborhood changed a little bit. You know, I remember when I first signed in the NFC North in 2018, and you know that, you know, there's a guy named Aaron Rodgers, you know, one state over, who's pretty good. And, you know, I thought he was always a great challenge to go against. In a way, it was really fun, you know, going against one of the best to ever do it twice a year. You know, I thought that was a real privilege. And then now that he's moved on, I think you're always interested to see, okay, you know, what's next. And it's not just Green Bay with Jordan Love, but I think even Chicago with Justin Fields, you know, you see the talent and the ability, and then what Detroit is doing in this year that Jared Goff and their offense had last year, you know, you realize there's a lot of up-and-coming players. And I've been around this league long enough to see how, you know, the next stars are coming. The minute a Rivers retires, there's a Justin Herbert on the way. So, you know, you know that to be true, too, in your own division.
Talking to Kirk Cousins, Vikings quarterback. We had Steve Young on a couple of days ago, and he said the days of Peyton Manning and Dan Marino, that kind of quarterback, those are long gone, that we won't have the pure pocket passing quarterback. What do you think?
So I've asked that same question to many people because I happen to be a pocket passing quarterback.
Yes.
So I'd like to know if my job's going to be extinct. So Matt Kavanaugh, who played 14 years, I think he might have played with Steve Young or coached with Steve Young. He was my quarterback coach in Washington. So I asked Cav. I said, you think the days of like being a pocket passer are over? And this was years ago. And he said, Kirk, certainly being able to move around is an asset, but he said, if you can't, from the pocket, go through a progression, see cover, see the field, recognize protections and blitzes, and throw with accuracy, it doesn't matter what else you can do. And if you can do those other things, that's a big if, then absolutely, to have that other ability is an added bonus. But he said, you better be able to throw with accuracy and do all the things that pocket passers who are elite can do. And I think that was a great point, that at the foundation of it all is you got to be a pocket passer. And if you can do that, then add that trait, and I think that's a huge bonus. And I even asked that question of a retired quarterback this offseason that I met with. I said, do I need to become more of a runner and an off-schedule player? So that's an area of my game I'm always trying to improve. And he said, I knew when I hurt my knee, I could still go out and throw for 300 yards and 4 touchdowns. But if I was a running quarterback and I hurt my knee, I really wouldn't be able to be the guy that, I was being paid to be. And so he said, really, from the salary cap perspective, from a strategic perspective, quarterbacks can still be a great pocket passer even when they're beat up. But it's hard to be that elite off-schedule runner and playmaker if you're beat up. And so he said, I always felt like it was better for my team if I knew I could throw from the pocket because of what I could do even if I was beat up.
Help me understand the context of this. Justin Jefferson was asked about the top five quarterbacks or didn't include you in the top five quarterbacks. And then your reaction to that was, hey, he's got his opinion. Do I have that right?
Yeah, I didn't even see the context either. I didn't see how he was asked it or what his response was. I'm sure he's just shooting from the hip. And I know that I'd love to have a year together with him where next year when he lists off the top five, my name comes to the top of his mind right away. But
do you think you're a top five quarterback?
I think it's a good question. I think it's a little bit where, and this is something I even say would be debatable. I look at it and I go, there's a little bit of like Mahomes at the top, and then there's like a lot of other guys down to like much deeper than five, if you will. And then there's kind of another. Deal where you got guys who are developing and working their way through it. And I think we all have great games. We all have the clunker games. And, I think that quarterbacking is so much about winning. And you got to win football games to kind of get put into that upper tier of being a top five guy. And, we were in the playoffs last year. We lost our first playoff game. And so it's hard to be put in that category if you're not playing in conference championship games and playing in Super Bowls and winning Super Bowls. And so that's really where, for me, it's all about winning and team and
I think you're stalling. You're stalling on giving me an answer there.
Dan, I don't think it's very helpful for me in any way to give you a direct answer there. You're welcome to ask the question, but I've been around the block enough to
okay.
know that,
all right.
It doesn't help me much.
Veteran maneuver. If Netflix asks you, are you going to answer their question?
Well, Dan, I have a right to edit all the time.
That's true. always great to talk to you. Hope family's good, and thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Kirk D. Cousins joining us. I was wondering if he would say, yeah, I'm a top five quarterback. We're trying to make some headlines here. The language that's in there, with Patrick Mahomes. I can imagine, I forget who it was who said that they did correct somebody or ask somebody not to use that language during a game. And I don't remember who the player was that we had on. Maybe it was Philip Rivers. But it feels like Philip Rivers may use that language sometimes when you watch him. Like he's so demonstrative where you go, man, I didn't know he spoke that way. Yeah, Paulie?
I think Phil Rivers is a dadgummit guy. Yeah. A gosh darn dadgummit guy.
Yeah, he's very religious. But that's why when you watch him, sometimes when you're watching somebody say something, you go, oh, my God, I don't know. I'd hate to be on the receiving end of that. But if you're going, gosh, darn it, dadgummit, that doesn't really bother me. Like, I'm okay. Bobby Bowden. Let's see, a couple more phone calls. Cassidy in Nevada joining us. Hi, Cassidy. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. So since we're doing cover songs today, I was really wondering if parody songs count. Because if so, then my favorite is definitely Let's Get Quizzical by none other than Todd Fritz.
Okay.
Nice callback.
Do we have that, Let's Get Quizzical?
Now, that was a tribute to the late, great Olivia Newton-John, wasn't it?
On the day that she died, I think.
I thought I was doing something nice, and she was rolling that over was, her grave, I guess.
That That's was... unfortunate.
It's Good Sports Radio Conversation.
With questions that here we go.
You like. It makes Good Sports Radio Conversation. You gotta answer it just right. You know what I mean. Don't Google it, just try to think it out. Challenge yourself mentally. Make sure you know what you're talking about or get embarrassed on radio and TV. Let's get quizzical, quizzical. I wanna get quizzical. Let's get into quizzical. Let me hear your answer now.
So terrible.
It is so bad.
So is Todd, when he sings with Darius Rucker, is he going to also then completely ignore the music and just blow through it at his own pace?
Your
or
timing.
Is he going to keep up with the timing of the song?
When I sing in the shower, I don't have like a band with me, so I'm not used to like singing with like musical accompaniment.
And that's
going to be weird.
I want to be fair.
I will probably do that.
Do you think that that was good?
I think that was absolutely terrible. But in the moment, okay. I thought I was onto something.
But it wasn't meant to be a joke. You go, I have a tribute to Olivia Newton-John.
I love Olivia Newton-John. I took that very seriously.
She died. And then you go, no, it's instead of let's get physical, it's let's get quizzical.
Now, Paul, he took me over to the site. Are you sure you want to do this? You really sure you want to do this? You think this is a good thing for honoring Olivia Newton-John? Yep, I absolutely do. Let's do it.
Conversation.
Yes, Paul.
As I think I said that day, is the greatest thing about her death is that she wasn't around to hear that.
That's a fair point.
How about we take a break?
Yeah.
All right. If you're watching on Peacock, the Traegers are all fired up
Sports
here.
Radio and
Jimmy. God dang it.
That was the number two song in Solid Gold Countdown 1981. It was Kiss on My List 3, Let's Get Physical 2.
So
and
if you're watching on Peacock, we're going to have the food coming off the tray.
Kim Carnes, Betty Davis
okay,
eyes at number
you.
One.
All right, thank you, Tom.
Andy Gibbon, Marilyn McCoo.
It. We'll talk to you right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I never even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
A lot of fun today. Hope you had a good time. We did. 2, 3, 4. The brilliant EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz with available digital light technology. It's so smart, even the headlamps are thinking. The vehicle, all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE-SUV. Yes, Paulie.
Mike McDaniel, the head coach of the Dolphins, has an update on Jalen Ramsey. He said he's going to undergo surgery on his left meniscus in his knee today. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't expect him to be available the first couple months of the season.
Ouch.
He said the length of the rehab is depending on what the surgery shows, et cetera, et cetera. But I don't expect him the first part of the season.
Okay.
Early part of the season.
Todd has a get-up tease. If he worked for Mike Greenberg, then he would be writing this.
I thought we'd mix it up a little bit. I do the sports center teases, so I just throw a little get-up one together.
Oh, all right. Well, then, are you going to do this as Mike Greenberg?
I will.
Okay, here's Todd Fritz.
Good morning, Joe Burrow, Jalen Ramsey, Nathaniel Hackett. Hurt players and hurt feelings. Who went down? And what is up with Sean Payton? This just in, Shohei Ohtani's good at baseball. A shutout and two home runs? What? Jim Harbaugh gets khaki with the media, refusing to address his suspension. Bronny's out of the hospital, and Colorado is out of the Pac-12. Well, ain't that a kick? After not beating Netherlands, will Team USA be ready on the pitch versus Portugal? It's time to get up.
Thank you, Todd.
Why not? Yeah. Why not? Friday, yeah. Chicken, mac and cheese.
Pretty close.
Corn dogs.
Yeah, you know, saying Todd just has all of this creative energy that he has to get out.
Well, he was just talking about going to see New Kids on the Block, and he was with his mom and his sister and his brother.
It was supposed to be a surprise for my sister. It was like her birthday, and we're going to like the Westbury County Fair, Tiffany opening up for New Kids, and we got stuck in a lot of traffic on this one-lane road to get to the parking lot, and it was supposed to start at 1, and it's like 12:53, and we're like nowhere near where we need to be to get anywhere close to the arena, and my mom's just like freaking out, and my sister's crying. Why is everybody so upset? Because this is supposed to be a surprise for your birthday, and it's New Kids on the Block, and you're going to miss the whole thing anyway. We should just turn back around because it'll be over by the time we get anywhere near the parking lot. Forget it. And my brother had to say, Naomi, relax.
Do you think you inherited your mom's mannerisms?
A lot of it.
Yes.
And she's very, you know, stressed out about every little pimple and wart and
neurotic is the word.
Yeah. She always thinks the Grim Reaper's waiting to take her around the corner. There's always something. The worst case scenario is what she
How old is your mom?
Oh, she always says 21 plus. So I'm not exactly sure because growing up she'd always say I'm 21 plus, but I think she hit the big
80.
Yeah. I like the idea that Todd has to tell his mom to calm down.
Yes.
Yeah, she was out of control.
Ron in Wake Forest. Hi, Ron.
Hey, Dan. 57152. Are there two nicer guys in the sports world than Kirk D. Cousins and Dalvin Cook? Dan, they are just awesome. So I am glomming onto the Tim in Idaho, and I'm on with Dan, hon. Just one second. And Beth in Texas. Fritzy, I think your instinct for this performance is going to be to do the two songs. You're going to get up there and you're going to feel like, hey, this is my chance. I want to advise you to take of the two songs, cut the best one, cut it in half, and then partner with Darius and do You Lost That Love and Feeling as kind of the second song.
Let's just make it as clean as possible. You know, we don't want degree of difficulty in there. Don't do that.
And we get up close and share the mic together for You Lost at Love and Feeling.
Like, if you really want to go, why not do Hallelujah? If you want a degree of difficulty, try to channel that. Yes, Marv.
Are you going to be on stage with Snoop?
No.
Da-da-da-da.
By the way, Seton's in a little bit of a pickle there, I think, it sounds like. His son got tickets for Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa,
right?
And your wife is now reading the lyrics of some Snoop Dogg songs?
Well, my reaction at first, because I looked at her and I was like, are you sure? Because I figured that she was more familiar with Snoop and some of his lyrical content. And we have taken him to other concerts before that, you know, like Wu-Tang and Nas, that certainly had, you know, the expletives and things like that. It's not really an issue.
Mm.
But she had just sent me a note that she was listening to a song, one of Snoop's more popular songs called Ain't No Fun.
Yeah.
And she was quoting back some of the lyrics to me, which I can't say here. And she said, there's no way I could be standing next to our son while this song is sang.
And he's 12?
He's 13.
13. Yeah, Marv.
Here's the part of the song that you can't play.
When I met you last night, baby.
That's it.
That is it.
That is accurate.
That is it.
That is accurate.
Not even Nate Dogg singing, the rest of it is just woo. Woo.
That is accurate.
This day.
And now it's being said, like, so what do you want to do? Like, what do I want to do? Because, like, I could go and just laugh at this. I mean, if we just want to laugh and have fun, yeah, we can do that. But now it's put on me to make the decision. And I'm like, I mean, yeah, I want to go.
So you're going.
I don't know. I have no idea. I honestly have no idea if we're going or not.
This day in sports history, Paulie.
I think I might want to stay with this for a little longer. 1991, Dennis Martinez of the Expos, 13th perfect game in Major League Baseball history. 94, Kenny Rogers of the Rangers, the 14th perfect game in history. And as always, 2002, Lance Armstrong won his fourth straight Tour de France.
Mm. What, Seton?
So funny. Oh, man. This fella who gets the show, Chad, he tweets at us a lot, but if the Kirk Cousins interview followed by Let's Get Quizzical doesn't win a sports Emmy this year, then we're never getting it.
We're not winning.
That is a fact.
We're not winning. Let's go around the room what we learned on the program. Todd?
Kirk Cousins seems receptive to the idea of calling out players during a game for using potty mouth language.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Hey, stop that.
Hey.
Seton O'Connor, what'd you learn?
Not counting on Brian Cranston to go to Dublin.
Nope, doesn't sound like that.
Unfortunately.
Marvin, what did you learn?
Dalvin Cook, he'll be at the Jets on Sunday.
Paulie?
Dalvin Cook, three hats.
Todd, what did I learn?
Marshall Faulk had the biggest influence on Dalvin Cook growing up.
What we learned brought to you by Keeper's Heart. It's a new and unique style of whiskey that combines the best of Irish and American whiskey, creating the smooth character of Irish whiskey and the bold flavors of American whiskeys. If you're a whiskey fan, you've got to try it. Please drink responsibly. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets, the all-around support. Our great sponsors. Check out all the merch that we have at danpatrick.com. Have a great weekend, everybody. For our starting lineup to yours, Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, yours truly. We'll talk to you on Monday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient.
Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.